It is Bryce here. We are talking Bachelorette. I made my plunge into the world last series with The Bachelor, with Maddie J, who is, I don't know, not much really good to say about that experience, but I thought I'd give it another crack. Sophie Monk is very, can you hear yourself, by the way? Can you hear this, Courtney?
Go. Am I on?
I'll turn you on. There you go. We're all good in the headphones. Hell yeah. That's what we love. Crystal clear audio coming through your screens, through your ears, whatever you're doing, laptop, headphones. It's all the same thing. It's technology. Right. We have got episode 3, episode 4. Now, look, it's been an interesting ride so far. One thing I've noticed is Sophie is being a lot more brutal with the cutting. We've had like 3 guys go in one episode.
I love it. Yeah. She knows what she wants. She knows what she doesn't want. She's not going
to
waste her time.
And it's interesting that I'll get to this in a bit, but it's clear that some of these guys have not done their homework, is what I'll say, because episode 3, we have Luke gets, and these are boring me to tears, these I'll teach you how to do something dates. So he's a surfer, and he looks like George Clooney, according to Sophie. So he goes, she's like, I want to go to the beach, and we break these sandcastles, and they've got icebreakers in them. Yeah. And then we talk about those. And because Sophie, by her own admission, is apparently very awkward, which is true. I think I've noticed she's a lot. Maddie J was really in the dates, hand-holding, rubbing, stroking, and Sophie's very hands-off.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm trying to... If I went on a date, I'm trying to think now. If I went on a date with someone who I had met, like it was kind of a first date, I would be a little bit... Unless it was going super, super, super well, I would be a bit taken back if they started touching me.
Right.
First date in general, I'd just be like, I mean, like, in saying that, though, I mean, it might end with a kiss or something like that, or if it, like, leads to something. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there, like, talking, having a drink, and then they start, like, rubbing your leg or something, can you imagine? I'd just be like, I haven't given you my consent to do that yet. So I actually applaud her lack of touching.
Well, that's it's interesting because basically they he did speaking of consent and first dates, he asked to kiss her.
Yes. Which,
but then apparently it was just very just like, oh God, yes, like
I know. See, that's the thing. Like in I think some movies that happens and it's like, can I kiss you? And it's like, oh, that's sweet. In actuality, it's really awkward. Yeah. Like I had a guy do that to me once. And it was kind of like a situation where I think we both knew what was going to happen, but he still then like asked and then I was like, yeah.
Was that awkwardness or him trying to show you that he was like aware of not crossing boundaries or something?
Probably both. Probably both, to be honest. And then he didn't kiss me.
Oh, what?
And so it was just like, we both sat there and I was like.
You just wanted to know for future.
Yeah. and then he didn't kiss me and it got to a point where he was like, are you going to kiss me? And I was like, what?
Pardon?
I was like, you're the one who asked me and I already, oh God. Anyway.
Wow.
So I ended up having to actually bloody kiss him.
Was there a second date?
No. He's a funny story, but I won't go into it now. I cringed when I saw it.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I heard that. Was that your phone vibrating?
It was.
Yeah. The man. Sorry. I love it. It's raw. It's authentic.
Yeah.
It's just like if the listener heard it, you don't want it. We don't want to. The thing about radio, they teach you, don't tell the listener when you've made a mistake. You know what? Throw that in the garbage.
I'm full of mistakes.
And you know, like.
I'm human.
What's the point of just, if you hear a vibration, say it. Yeah.
Just say the vibration.
Exactly.
If you want to swear, don't swear.
Yeah, that's the.
I've been very good.
Yeah, we're just exactly. Yeah, we're going good so
anyways,
far.
Sophie and the dates.
They do these inflatable. It's like these balls that you put your arms through. It's like an oversized life jacket, and so it's not quite surfing. And they do that, and it's pretty boring. And I think that. What are your thoughts in general on Luke from what you've got? He's a business culture consultant, I think it is. So he goes and tells people how to get the vibe right, I guess.
Is that what he does?
I think because I went and lurked his personal Instagram. And there's a lot of quotes from him. It'll be like quote Luke something, whatever his last name was, and
on his own Instagram.
So I think he's a bit of a motivational sort of.
Wow. Yeah. I actually do wonder sometimes. This is a slight tangent. If they make that, well, actually, they do. They just make up like occupations for these people.
Yeah.
Say that they're unemployed. Don't be so bloody classist.
Yeah, it was always there was always a cover up in Big Brother when they were just but if they were working just as maybe like a retail assistant or in fast food, it would be some really fancy name for it. But I think there's no point in trying to cover it up. There's 22-year-olds on Big Brother. No one's expecting them to be doing their PhD.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I haven't seen anything so far where the chemistry's been amazing.
No, neither.
Maybe Jared initially.
Jared is probably the one that's like standing out a little bit, but I'm actually still not convinced of Jared.
Yeah, he did a great job in the first day, but we'll get to some of his antics in a bit because for the group date, episode 3, there was some little bit of a prank going on.
Yeah.
Sophie's parents decided to be the chauffeurs for the guys and her sister was the art therapist where they'd go and do this art and she's going to analyze it. So the guys didn't know this and of course, you know, Sam starts talking about, you know, you don't want to bang her immediately. I'm looking at her cans and just all that stuff that he says. Mm-hmm. And he's really grinding my gears. But, cool prank. Got him.
I do wonder, like, Sam, though, he's entirely cringe and he's the type of guy that I just would never look at. but he represents a really large, I think, proportion of the Australian male.
Right.
Like, I think a lot of them are like that. And maybe that's me being unkind and unforgiving, but I actually do think a lot of people are cringing at him, but I'm like...
It's only because he's standing out amongst the crowd, but you think that's actually pretty common behaviour.
I do, yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, he's definitely being painted. I think most people have him as someone they don't like.
No, I'm surprised he's still there.
Yeah. Well, he's still got his two double delights, and he did actually, in episode 4, he did get a date. We'll talk about that, but we got, after the art therapy, somehow Ryan won that. I think it was because, like, he was really open about his feelings, and the thing was, because he said to Sophie's sister, not knowing it was his sister, her sister, he said, my mum passed away, and it makes me really, I'm scared to, like, trust women or something. It was words to maybe that effect. I'm not quoting exactly, but anyway, that was enough for Sophie to think, well, great, I want to investigate this a little bit further. So he gets time with Sophie and I think he might have shot himself in the foot with two quotes in particular. He says, now this is where I was talking about not doing research.
Yeah.
Sophie has, by her own admission, said that she has a pretty loose vocab in terms of swearing, loves to do it, and also does not, when she's on the red carpet, that's the only time she ever wants to be glammed up. She loves just Uggies and all that stuff. And wasn't it Ryan gave her Uggies he says, Sophie says, what are you looking for in a girl? He says, girls who put effort into their appearance and look after themselves was one of his things that he said, and girls who don't have a potty, doesn't like a girl with a potty mouth. Sophie had this very look of just, oh, God, off camera, to the camera. What would you do in that situation if a guy said those things to you? I mean, it's not only that, but, like, maybe let's say by coincidence you were someone that really did love to put effort into your appearance and look after yourself, quote, unquote. But even if you, like, so it's bad on one thing because Sophie is the exact opposite of what he wants.
Yeah.
But even in general, it seems a bit, like, outdated.
Yeah, totally. Well, I don't know. See, I think guys have shifted a little bit and they still have that mentality of, like, wanting a woman who's, like, takes care of her appearance, but they don't want it to be, like, too much.
Yeah, right.
It's that thing where I think we've discussed this before.
The makeup look. I love girls that don't wear any makeup.
No, what you like is women who wear makeup that you just, like, you can't tell that they're wearing makeup, but they're still very much wearing makeup.
That's
the shift. And I'm just like, what does it that mean anyways? Like, taking care of themselves. Like, does that mean he wants ones that, like, shave and, like, wax everything? Like, yeah, I don't know. Also, just, like, who gives a bleep about, like, what people say and potty mouths? Like, that is antiquated.
Yeah, that's, like, a bit really of a whole, like, ladylike behavior.
Totally.
That whole idea is just really, really annoying to
me.
Absolutely. This whole idea of, you want someone you can introduce to your parents. Okay. So that was, look, basically he as well at the end, because Sophie was definitely off-put by that because he went to kiss her and she just pecked and moved back away immediately.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been three dudes who we just have not even seen any screen time of have gone. We're still on the stage where people are just getting cut off. If you don't see them on the screen, they're probably not going to make it.
Yeah.
And yes, that was, look, I probably, I think episode four had a bit more juice in it, which let's get into that. Let's talk episode four after this little track. Now we're up to a midway point of this Bachelorette recap. Courtney episode four, we started with a man off. So Sophie decided, I think this is probably a budgeting thing as well.
Yeah.
In the backyard, they're going to have a bunch of manly activities.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how the guys go.
Yeah.
And I mean, because Sophie says, and this is an interesting one, because she's by her own admission, she doesn't want, she said, as an insult, I think, to someone, she said, oh, don't be a girl, or like, I don't want a girl, or something along those lines. And so she was very much talking about, we want blokes who can do bloke stuff, and I don't know, I think it was a bit of harmless fun, but
it's always just harmless fun. Reinforcing the hegemonic masculine ideal.
I thought about what you might think about this when I was watching it.
I mean, it's like, it's very typical though of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Like, even the most recent Bachelorette in the States, Rachel's, they had the men literally fighting medieval style.
Yeah, right.
Like, for the woman's. And I was watching it and I was just like, this is insane.
Right.
That we are still, like, that they are doing that. And it's like, it's absurd. Like, if I ever become a producer on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I know that I would probably do that for a laugh and be like, this is going to be fucking funny.
So, there's the obligatory F-bomb. I was wondering, actually, it lasted all right. Oh, I forgot to do a language warning for that segment, is customary, man. Oh, you gotta.
I really was trying before.
God,
anyways,
I hope Ryan's not listening to this. Ryan from The Bachelorette, he doesn't like a potty mouth.
He doesn't like a potty mouth.
Eliminated.
But
as
yes.
You're
so it's like. But yeah, I mean, but it's still like, why is this necessary? Like, is this really going to give you a better understanding of what kind of guy you want to be with? Like,
yeah.
I don't think I buy it.
It's a bit of a pointless exercise.
Totally.
I was very glad to see Sam the first eliminated, though, because he was so loud and so over the top. And the first thing they had to do was planking, which is where you sort of put your fists in a ball and you've got to have, you're in like a push-up position, but your fists are together and you just got to hold yourself above the ground. I sometimes do it as a tiebreaker in trivia, when I'm hosting trivia. Just as like a little, I remember, oh man, one time before I did it, this girl came up. I was like, all right, these are the two teams tying for like seconds. So we're going to do a plank off. Here we go. And she goes, oh, this will be easy. I'm an Australian representative in two sports.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, right. What are those sports? And she said Quidditch and some other random thing,
wow.
Which to be fair, like no knocking Australian reps for anything,
no.
But it was funny. I was sort of expecting like hockey or just like.
Shout out to our Sydney Uni Quidditch team.
Yeah. Are they doing well?
The best in the world. Yeah.
Really? Wow. Well, maybe that's the thing.
I know. It's a sport that goes off.
I've never played it, so I'm sure it is actually. You've got to be very fit. She did win. Yeah, very easily. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah, yeah. But
Quidditch, good for the abs.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't know. So they got the man off. They did the planking, and a couple of guys get eliminated. Then this was a very, very, very haunting image.
Yeah.
The car tire change relay. So they've decided.
Oh, yeah.
Also, what they did was they divided the teams into the short men versus the tall men.
Yeah.
Then the disturbing thing was, oh man, it was a bit tough because the tall guys the short guys were winning, and then they ended up winning the whole thing, and then Jared, who we've discussed, is getting a bit keen. He had a really good first date, I thought, and it seemed really cool.
Yeah.
But then, ever since then, he's become very, very obsessed with the idea of, I'm only here for Sophie, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm going to show her in every single opportunity that I'm a man that she's going to want to be with. And so in this relay, Osha's like, all right, short team win, well done. And then Jared, stop, stop. And he's going his full volume, full pace, still trying to do this. He's red, he's sweating, and everyone is just watching him. And it's like, Jared, it's finished. You're going to stop me. He's like, he's going really hard. And then it cuts to him going, I didn't want to show Sophie. I was just going to spit the dummy. Like, you can just stop though, man. Like, yeah. Or just not do it at insane pace, because... you can finish the job, but you don't need to keep doing it like you're in a race. So that was really freaky.
Yeah, but that is like, I don't know. I think I've just become just so desensitized by the lengths that they will go to in order to like prove themselves. They go insane.
It's a bit, yeah, it's funny. Like just just all of them. I wish I could just go in and say, relax, okay?
Yeah, just
chill out.
Just
it's not
yourself.
It's not primary school.
No.
Where you got to do something bold to get the girl's attention and yeah. I'm going to punch myself in the face and like, yeah. Ugh. But anyway, it ends up with a fire building competition. And I think, I always forget that guy's name, the finance guy. It's not Sam. It's not like Michael or something. But he seems like, actually, I always thought he was a pretty nice guy. He only gets a kiss on the cheek. Then Sam gets a single date, one of his roses, and he,
yep.
They do the exact same thing that Maddie J and Tara did, where they cook in the exact same kitchen.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he breaks down his walls and he says that I use humor as a defense mechanism, which I don't know.
Revelatory.
But also, you can say you use humor as a defense mechanism, but the joke you made was still really
terrible.
Gross and just not funny.
No.
Because he was the one...
I just want him to go.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. They're keeping him around. I'm excited to see... apparently we've got some Intruders next week and Bachelor in Paradise.
They're bringing it to Australia. It's going to be very interesting.
Just in like... We've got literally 2.5 minutes left of the whole show. For people, I've never seen it. And for people that haven't seen Bachelor in Paradise, what is it?
It's pretty much where ex-contestants from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, so obviously ones that don't win, go to an island in like paradise and they pretty much mingle and like start... relationships and like their own sets of drama and games and all that.
Is it sort of
jazz.
Like Big Brother with like a sexually charged?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, and then they're not like in a confined house.
Yeah, right.
They're in just like this tropical, like nice resort or something.
Man.
Yeah. So it's usually got some. The most recent US Bachelor in Paradise had its own controversy when one of the like. Two of the people who were kind of hooking up, the girl got super, 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 super drunk.
Yeah.
But reports from on the show were that he just would not stop.
Mm.
And then there was this huge thing, like, did he rape her? It was definitely sexual assault,
gosh.
I don't know. Anyways,
Well, let's hope, because I was about to say, hopefully, of course, we hope nothing like that
happens
on the Australian version.
No, of course.
In general, should we be excited for this series?
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be good. I think.
Hell yeah. Well, hey, that is exciting news. Bachelorette, we're back next week. We're going to just...
Actually,
you know, we have supporter drive for 2 weeks, and so we're actually...
We're off.
We are no content at all, just getting supporters for Tuasia for the next, like, 2 weeks. So there could be a lot that will happen.
Well, we are going to be back very close to the grand finale, probably.